So, I was planning on doing this ramble even before anything happened, and so now I'm doing it more so as a way to distract myself, because my cousin called me just now and she said, hey, just letting you know that grandma had a seizure, and she's in an ambulance on the way to the ER. And I said, who was with her? And she said, your mom. And I said, my mom was? And so I called my mom. This happened literally like 2 minutes ago. And so I called my mom, and my mom's like, well, we're on the way to the ER. She said she was feeding her, and my grandma started foaming at the mouth. And so they had to call an ambulance. And I know I haven't really talked about it anymore, but they let my grandmother go home because the doctors had been instructed by my family to not resuscitate anymore if something happened to my grandmother. So a couple of days ago, my mom was with my grandmother at the hospital. My mom works like super early. So she wakes up for work like at 3 a.m. and goes into work like at 4 a.m. And my mom had gone to work and stuff. And then after she got off of work, she went to the hospital to take care of my grandmother, to stay with her. And she was supposed to leave at a certain time. I think they were supposed to be there at 6 o'clock. My aunt was supposed to be there. My aunt was here from Denver. And she was supposed to take over for my mom staying with my grandmother. And so my aunt showed up, called my mom like at like 6 o'clock and was like, hey, Joanne is having a cookout, which is my other aunt. And she was like, I'm going to go over there and eat before I go and relieve you. And my mom goes to sleep like at 7 p.m. because she works really early. So my mom was just like, all right, okay. So my aunt went to eat and everything, like, and she got to the hospital super late, and my mom was like really upset because that day my grandmother was really aggressive. My grandmother was like punching my mom, and she's just like hallucinating, like she's talking about how there was like a little boy under her bed, and she kept like talking to things that weren't there. And so my mom was like just feeling super super shitty and was really tired. And so then my aunt showed up there. And my aunt was like, oh, well, Joanne said for you to go eat. And my mom's like, what do you mean go eat? Like, do you think that I still want to see people after I've been here, like, taking care of mom this whole time? Like, you have no idea what's going on. And she, like, they got in an argument. And so my cousin, who is the daughter of an aunt that I call Lucifer because she's fucking ridiculous, my cousin was there, and was like gonna, like, she told my mom, she grabbed my mom by the arm and was gonna push her out of my grandma's hospital room. And my mom was like, don't touch me, like, don't fucking touch me. And so, like, this whole thing happened. And so my grandma that night, her vitals dropped, and they asked my aunt if she wanted her to be resuscitated, and my aunt said no, because my whole family was, like, against my grandmother being resuscitated. When I was in San Antonio visiting my family, my grandmother, like, slipped into a coma, and they basically told us that she was, like, in a vegetative state, and told us that she wasn't breathing on her own anymore. And my family decided to let them resuscitate her, and she worked and she was alive. And so that night they asked my aunt, who was staying with her, if she wanted to be resuscitated. My aunt said no, because the whole family was against it. And so she said no. And so basically they let my grandmother leave the hospital because they said, like, at this point, like, you guys don't want her to be resuscitated. So whatever happens to her in the hospital is going to happen to her at home. So they let her go home. And so basically, like, we all paid for, a hospital bed to be, bought for her, and so we got her a hospital bed, and that's what she's been in at home. And she hasn't been, like, she can't, like, I had to order like gloves and like this like thickening powder because she can't like drink water on her own, so we have to like thicken up anything that she consumes, so like she can't have regular water or to go into her lungs. And so I had to buy like the like big medical like soiling pads for like if she soils herself, which I don't mind, of course, because she's my grandma. But like I don't know what it's like not to have my grandmother. I also don't know what it's like to have any other grandparents, because my grandpas both died when I was very young. My grandpa on my mom's side, on my dad's side, got ran over by a car. And when I was like 2, and when I was like 3, my grandpa on my mom's side actually died. And so, my mom's side of the family is mostly compiled of like women, like a lot of women, and so I've always grown up with strong women figures, sometimes for the best, sometimes for the worst, because they're all very strong-willed and want to bend other people to their will. And I don't know. I talked to my mom about it the other day, and she told me that she was ready. That she was prepared if anything happened to my grandma, but yeah, I don't know. So it's, right now I'm just like waiting to see what anybody says. I live pretty close to the hospital, so I can just drive over there a bit. And I feel like people, like, I don't know. And then, like, she has to take this medication. They prescribed her this medication, and like the insurance doesn't cover it apparently, and it's like $800. So my mom was telling me, like, what are we gonna do? And I'm like, I don't know. It's been a lot, and I try not to talk about it because it's so hard to talk about. Like, I can't like picture my life without my grandma. Like, I don't know who I am without her. I don't know. Anyway, something really funny happened yesterday. On the server. sorry, I just have to, like, gather myself for a sec. Okay. Something really weird happened on the server yesterday. It's so funny. This, like, so I was on the server. If you don't know this, I have a Discord server, obviously, but my Discord server is called Coronary Heart Disease, which was a joke, like, when we were making the server, me and my mods, it was a joke because of my username, and so it just stuck, like, we just kept it, and so, anyway, so, fucking... I was in the server, like, just in general, like, talking, like, normally, and somebody, like, this kid jumped in, can't join the server, and then went in general and was like, guys, I've been having these symptoms, blah, 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 and starts talking about how he's been having, like, this weird pain and stuff, and then I feel like me and multiple people that were in there were like, what the fuck? And so he started talking about how he wasn't sure what it was, like, the pain that he was feeling, and so, I mean, I tried to help him best I could. I was like, do you have insurance? Go to the doctor. He's like, I don't know if I have insurance. So I, like, sent him a link for, like, a website to, like, find a doctor if you don't have insurance. And I was like, here, this is a link for the state you live in. You can figure something out on here. And he was like, thank you. And then that was it. Like, he just kept interacting with everybody. And then, later on, like, I was doing one about the rest of my day, and I kept, like, getting tagged, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? So I went on the server, and it turned out that this kid was, like, worried about his heart health. So he, like, he, like, went on Google and put in, like, heart disease Discord, and, like, mine came up, and he joined, thinking it was, like, a medical community. Sorry, I thought I was gonna sneeze. And so he joined thinking that this was, like, a medical community. And that's why he, like, jumped in asking, like, hey, what about this? And he's like, I realized that as I went through the rooms, like, that this wasn't a medical thing. Because he saw, like, not safe for work, like, memes. And then he was like, wow, like, people are really lighthearted here. which is super funny. It's so funny. So we had to have, like, a disclaimer to, like, the welcome message on the Discord server. Saying, like, this isn't a medical community. This isn't a medical community, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. Anyway. Sorry. So I had to pause, for a second. This is stupid, but, so I kept getting these emails, this is dumb, I'm just gonna talk about, like, everything that's been going on in my life, because I just, like, feel like I just, whatever. So I have Verizon Wireless, and I, I kept getting, like, all these emails from them telling me, like, change your plan to unlimited, it'll be better. And I have a plan that's, like, grandfathered. I thought it was grandfathered. It's, like, just for data on the plan. And I share my plan with two other people, and I'm the one that pays the cell phone bill. And so I went on the... I kept getting emails about, like, if I went to unlimited, it would drop my price. So I was like, all right. So I called them, and they were like, oh, yeah, nothing's gonna change. So I made the change, and they told me my price is gonna go down by $30. It only went up down by, like, $9, and then, like, my service sucks now. And so I had to call them today, and thankfully I spoke to someone that was really nice, and she was so sweet, but I had, like, this, like, additional, like, data thing on my account, and I don't know if I'm gonna get that back. I don't know why I'm talking about this. Anyway, I just got, like, a little bit sidetracked for a second. I, like, lost my train of thought, and so now I'm trying to remember what I was gonna talk about. Have any of you guys watched that show, Succession? I hate saying that word because I'm like, English wasn't my first language, so I always want to, like, read things the way that they're spelled. So sometimes instead of saying, like, Succession, I'll say Secession, and it sounds stupid. It's also another thing that is related to, like, how people make fun of me for saying salmon instead of salmon. I just got used to saying it like that, because in Spanish it's salmón, And I started watching that. So yesterday I went on HBO because I've been watching Big Little Lies. I've been watching that since the first season as it aired. And so I went on because I hadn't watched the second, the newest episode of the new season. And so I went on and I was watching it. And then after it ended, I was like trying to figure out, I wanted to watch something else. And I couldn't. I saw that there was Succession was on on HBO, and then also Los Espookys, and I didn't want to watch Los Espookys because like I thought, because I know Fred Armisen is in that, and I don't like Fred Armisen, but I love Julio Torres, who is like a writer on SNL, and he's one of the main characters in Los Espookys, so I wanted to watch Los Espookys, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to watch it because of Fred Armisen, because of Fred Armisen just annoys the shit out of me, which like doesn't really make sense because I love Portlandia. But I don't like Fred Armisen. He annoys the fuck out of me. Like, he's so annoying. And so, I was on there and I had watched like the first season, the first episode of Succession when it aired. And I thought it was good, but I just didn't keep up with it. If you've never seen Succession, it's basically about this like father who is like writing out his son is supposed to take over his company. It's like a big like multi-million dollar company, and he decides that his son isn't his oldest son is not going to take over the business. And he also decides to make his wife, who is not the mother of his children, give her 2 votes on the board after he dies. And he's trying to convince his kids to like sign this deed. And they decide that they don't want to, and then he has like a brain hemorrhage. So it's about like these kids trying to like deal with the company, I guess, but it's like a comedy, and it's like a dramatic comedy. And it has like Brian Cox in it. Kieran Culkin is in it. I can't even think of who else is in this show. Sarah Snook is in it. And so it's really good. The cast is great, and the first episode's fantastic. And so I have but just didn't watch it after I watched the first episode. And so last night I watched that, and I really liked it. And I was really interested to watch it the first time around because I remember reading an article that said that the show is based on Rupert Murdoch, like the role of like the father in the that Brian Cox plays is based on Rupert Murdoch and like how Rupert Murdoch has like all this money. Is Rupert Murdoch the one that's married to Jerry Hall? Is it? Let me see. Yeah, she's married to Rupert. Okay, she is married to Rupert Murdoch. Okay, I was right. Well, yeah, so Rupert Murdoch is 88 and he has 6 kids. And so apparently like the role that Brian Cox plays in this show is based on Rupert Murdoch and like how he's rich and all this shit. And so I started watching that last night and I really liked it. I finished the first and the second episodes. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that, but if you do, please hit me up because I want to like talk about it because that show is really good. I also watched the first episode of Los Espookys. I was so surprised that like Fred Armisen can speak Spanish, and also that HBO was doing like a Spanish speaking out show. If you don't know what Los Espookys is about, it's like kind of like it's like a Spanish speaking show, kind of like a novela meets like John Waters is the best way that I can explain it. And if you know anything about SNL, Julio Torres, who's a writer on SNL, he's really young. I think he's like my age. He's in the show as one of the main characters. And Fred Armisen plays like their tío Tico, which means like my uncle Tico. And he was in the very he was like in a bit a big a little tiny piece of like the first episode. And I was so confused because Fred Armisen like speaks Spanish like perfectly. I was like, "What the fuck?" But I liked the show actually a lot. I was really surprised that I liked it as much as I did, and I'm probably gonna keep watching it. I just got a text message. Is this Phoenix? I mean, is this Spoon? Oh, I was right. This is Spoon. I have, like, just, like, the new indie, like, playlist. Like, all new indie playlist playing on right now. Off of Spotify. So I wasn't even, like, paying attention to what's playing. But I recognize Spoon. Okay, yeah, that's funny. Anyway, let's see. Kim, if Verizon could stop harassing me with their text messages, that would be great. But yeah, that's what I've been watching recently is like Los Spooky Succession. I was watching Breaking Bad, which I love. I'm halfway through the second season. But like, I haven't really picked that up since I got back from my trip, just because like, I feel like things have been so intense in my life recently. Like, I've been really stressed out with like everything going on with my family. And then, just like a lot of packing. And so I just like, haven't really been like, I don't know. I feel like Breaking Bad and The Handmaid's Tale are two shows that I've been like, I love and I've been watching, but I feel like I have to be in a particular type of like mind frame to watch them. Like, I just feel like if I get really into them when I'm, like, in a weird mood, like, they take too much out of me. I don't know if you guys ever have that type of, like, reaction with certain shows. It's one of the biggest other reasons, too, that I, like, stopped watching, like, Grey's Anatomy, because that show just stressed me out because people were always dying and stuff. Like, you get attached to a character and then they're gone. And it's like, bro, like, if I wanted, you know, to, like, be, like, traumatized, I just, you know, go back to reliving my childhood when my dad left. So that's one of the reasons that I haven't really been watching Breaking Bad, The Handmaid's Tale. Also, if you watch Stranger Things, on July 4th, I am going to be watching it, the premiere, when it comes out. Not the premiere, of course, because it's like all going to be dropped into Netflix and you can watch any episode. But when it drops onto Netflix, I'm going to be VCing, like, voice chatting the premiere, like, the first episode. Whose voice is this? Is this London Grammar? Oh, I was right. I would recognize that voice anywhere. The girl from London Grammar has such a good fucking voice. I swear to God, guys, like, when I'm guessing these, I don't have it open. Oh, yeah, so I'm going to be watching Stranger Things. I'm going to probably be hosting it on, like, Rabbit, so everybody can watch it live with me. And then we can, like, discuss afterwards. So if you're interested in that, hit me up. I'm going to do it on the server. Let's see. And let's see. I asked for some. Her voice is so good. Do you guys want to hear my favorite song by London Grammar? You probably don't want to. Wait, what song is it? Wait, I'm trying to remember. I think it's Metal and Dust, is it? No, it's not. Oh, it's this one.
Can hope for a life that is calm. But come in time, you're gonna pick up one that feels a little hard. The wind lays heavy, it weighs in stone. My instinct tells me I should walk this path alone. And you can hope for a life that is calm. But come in time, you're gonna pick up one that feels a little hard. And every time I go to bed,
her voice is so good. This album reminds me of like this road trip that I took. And every time I fall asleep, and in the joy flows in my dream. Footsteps I've traced this land before. My skin is hurting, I cannot feel my feet anymore. And you can hold for a life that is calm. But come in time, you're gonna pick up one that feels a little hard. Anyway, I have to change this because then I'm gonna start singing and it's gonna be a mess. Let's go back to the playlist that we were listening to. What's he gonna say? Oh yeah, so I'm gonna watch Stranger Things on the server. It wouldn't be a heart damage ramble if I didn't get distracted. So yeah, if you want to watch with me, then please hit me up on the server. Is it bad that I really like that new like Lil Nas X song Rodeo? I don't know why I like it, but I do. Where is it? Let me see. It's with Cardi B. Let me see. This one. I don't know why I like this song so much. I'm like so surprised that he still has like other songs besides Old Town Road that are good, because his other song like Panini is at the top of the charts right now, which is so weird. It's this one. Song I was on before. Now that you've let me go, life is better still. And I guess somehow you'll just keep on coming back. What's turning me on recently? you know, now that you've let me go. I don't know. I feel like my taste has been like weird recently. Like, I've been really into the idea of like pegging someone. I don't know why, it just like turns me on so much. And rooming. Oh, I don't know why, that's been like getting me hot and bothered recently. It's weird. What I'm looking forward to about moving. I don't know, just starting over is fun. I don't know, just being in a new place is going to be a lot of fun. Of course, the person that I'm with is another big part of that, so. Favorite summer trips. When I was a kid, we used to take trips. Oh, man. We used to go camping every summer. And it was a lot of fun. I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but one time we went camping and we went to a lake in LA, obviously, because that's where I grew up. But I think we went to like Lake Paris, I believe, and we were there all weekend and we went camping and stuff. And then when we got back from camping, I started throwing up. And I remember we were at the courthouse in Rancho Cucamonga. And yeah, we were at the courthouse at Rancho Cucamonga, and my parents were in the middle of like a custody hearing. And I think I was like 13 or 14, and like I was sitting in the courtroom and I threw up. And then I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And my mom was like, I have to go, I have to go, I have to go. And she took me to the bathroom. And then I just like could not stop throwing up. And she put me in, like, she went back to the courtroom and told like the judge, like, I can't stay, my daughter's sick, so I have to go. And he was like, okay. So she like put me in the car and like took me to the hospital. It was really weird, because, and then I started like breaking out in hives. Like, I think that's why. Another thing, I think I had hives before I went to the court, and then when I threw up, my mom was like, okay, this isn't okay. So we went to the hospital, to the ER, and then they had me checked in. And while we were there, my brother started throwing up. My little brother, he was like little, he was like 2 or 3, and so then he had to be how do you say it when you're checked into the hospital, like admitted. He had to be admitted into the hospital. And then like when the doctor finally came to talk to us, the doctor was like, were you guys at Lake Paris this weekend? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, there's something in the water. We have a bunch of people here that were there that weekend. And I don't know if it was like 4th of July weekend or something, because he said there was a lot of people. And it was like on the news that like a bunch of people that went to like the lake got sick. I don't know what it was that was in the water, but I broke out in hives. And then I started breaking out, like the hives turned into like blisters. It was so nasty. And they had to give me like this like steroid ointment, and I couldn't go in the sun. So like for a week, I had to take like a week off of school, and I had like literally like the blinds closed the whole time. Like I couldn't be in the sun until like it went away, until the doctor gave us the okay that I could go back out in the sun. But yeah, there was, I don't know what was in the water. So if you live in LA and you go to Lake Paris, I don't know if they got taken care of that problem, but I would never go back to that lake again. But yeah, we used to go like camping all the time. And when I was a kid, like I used to love getting sunburned for some reason. Cause I'm very white, I'm very pale. And so like I would just like lay out in the sun like a fucking, like a sausage, and just lay there. And then like I wouldn't be able to sleep like for days and days, because like my skin would just be like so like tender. It was so gross. And I remember, oh my God, like, did you guys know that your scalp can get sunburned? I went to Mexico City a few years back, and we were in Xochimilco, and then we went walking. I think it was the day we went to the pyramids. I don't remember what we did, but like I went back to when we got to the hotel, and I showered, my head really hurt, and then I brushed it, and it fucking hurt so bad. And I looked at my head, and it was sunburned. My brain, like my fucking scalp was sunburned. It was so fucking weird. What movies am I looking forward to? I honestly am not looking forward to any movies. I'm kind of like excited about like The Lion King, but I'm not, because I feel like live action, I feel like it's gonna be exactly like the old Lion King, but only with like celebrity voices and real lions. Which I feel like it's not actually a live action because, like, how the fuck did they get all those lions to do everything? You know? So it's, like, actually, like, it just looks live action, but it's all, like, CGI. So, I love The Lion King, though. So much. The burger that I posted yesterday in Bitchin' Kitchen was a burger, In-N-Out burger. I did not eat that yesterday. It's from my trip. I just found it on my phone, and I remembered that I hadn't posted it, so that's why I posted it. Have I tried any new food lately? No, but I just bought an air fryer, and because it was on sale on Amazon, it was like one of those like flash sales that they have on Amazon. It was like $20 off, and I was like, I don't know what this is for, but it looks interesting. Well, I know what it was for, and it was like for frying things, and so I bought it, and excuse me, I made flautas the other day, and let me tell you guys, yeah, the shit was a titty. It was cool. Funny childhood stories. One time I told my brother that there was a fire. He was watching TV in the living room when he was little, and I told him that there was a fire, and I came running. I didn't tell him it was a fire. I was like, came running from my room, and I was like, there's a fire, and he ran out, and I locked him out of the house. Oh, okay, one time, this is so stupid. My mom was making steak. This was when I was in high school. And she was making like pizza or something, but she was making pizza and steak. And so she had pizza in the oven, and then she had like a piece of steak in the broiler. She was going to pick my little brother up from elementary school, and my brother's elementary school at the time was very, very close to my mom's house. It was like maybe 2-3 minutes. And then so So my mom came in my room and was like, hey, watch the oven. I'm going to go pick up your brother from school. The pizza should be done in a few minutes, so just take the pizza out of the oven. And I was like, all right, whatever. So she leaves, and then I just remember, like, smelling something weird. And I was like, what the fuck? So I went to take... I went and I opened the oven, and I saw that the pizza... But she didn't tell me that the stuff... There was steak in the broiler. She didn't say that. And so I took the pizza out of the oven, and then I turned the oven off, and then went back to my room, and then all of a sudden I'm like in my room, and the room starts filling up with smoke, and then the fire alarm started going off, and I was like, what the fuck? So I went back and opened the oven, and it was like smoking, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And so like, the fire alarm is like beeping. It's like beep, 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 beep. And I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, what the fuck is happening? Oh my, is it so much smoke? Oh my god, what the fuck, what the fuck? And like, it's like I'm freaking out, and I'm like screaming at the top of my lungs. I don't know what's happening. Why is there so much smoke? My house is filled up with smoke. And this fire alarm is going off and off and off and off. And so I got on top of it. I got a chair from the dining room, and I dragged it underneath the fire alarm. And then I grabbed scissors. I got on top of the chair, and I cut the fire alarm so it would stop beeping. And I just remember as I cut it, there's a spark, and then like I was like, ah, so like the fire alarm fell and hit the ground and stopped beeping, and I was like, okay, good. And then it hit the ground and it stopped, and then all of a sudden it's like beep beep beep, and I was like, oh my god, oh my god. So I like grabbed it and I like ran in my room and threw it underneath my pillow so I couldn't hear it. And then I, like, ran around the house, like, opening up all the windows, like, screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, ah! And I was, like, opening up all the windows. And I opened up all the windows in the front door and the back door. And then called my mom, and I was, like, screaming that the house was filling up with smoke. And I was, like, outside. By this point, I was, like, standing on like, the sidewalk in the front of my mom's house, because I was, like, sure that the house was burning down. There's no fire, like... It's just a lot of smoke. And so I called my mom, and I was like, what did you do? And then my mom pulled up, and she was like, what the fuck happened? And then I told her, and I was like, I don't know why I was smoking. I had already taken it out. I'd already taken the pizza out. And she was like, well, there's steak on the bottom. I had something in the boiler. I was like, what? She's like, it was probably grease. And I was like, why did you tell me that? And so we went back inside, and then I showed her the fire alarm, and she was pissed. And then she told me, like, does anything happen when you cut it? And I was like already in trouble. So I was like, no, nothing happened when I cut it. But then later on, we went to try to turn on the bathroom and the hallway lights, and they were out because I guess that's what the spark was when I cut the alarm. And so I got in trouble for that too. It was really cool. And so, like, my family always brings that up and talks about how, like, I fucking set off the fire alarm like a fucking idiot. But, like, in my defense, like, I didn't know that there was something in the broiler. Like, if I had known that, I would have taken that out. But she didn't tell me that. So it was, like, not my fault. The best way, somebody asked, what's the best way to enjoy a Friday night? It's not Friday night. Ask me tomorrow. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm at a stage in my life where having, like, a beer and watching, like, a good movie is, like, a good night for me. I don't like going to bars and stuff just because I've talked about this before, but I was, like, sexually assaulted one night when I was out at a bar, and so I just don't go to bars anymore. So, I don't know, just, like, buy yourself a beer and watch a good movie or TV show. Watch Succession. and, yeah. A cute story from when I was a kid. One of my fondest memories as a kid was when I was in kindergarten, I spoke nothing but Spanish. Spanish is my first language. My parents are both Mexican. And, for first grade, my parents really wanted me to get into this, like, really, like, fancy private Catholic school. And, the school told my parents that I could get in, but I didn't speak English. Like, I didn't have a basic understanding of the English language. So they said, like, I didn't even know, like, the alphabet, you know, like, basic word. Like, they said I couldn't. And so my parents said, like, what's the most basic thing that she has to know in order to get into the school? And they were like, she needs to know the alphabet and, like, the vowels. And so, like, my dad took a week and literally, like, took a week off of work and just, like, stayed home and, like, homeschooled me for a week, like, teaching me the alphabet, teaching me, like, basic English words, like, the and the and they and I, and, you know, like, simple things. And so I could pass this test. So then, like, they took me back to the school and they tested me, and I had, like, basic enough understanding of the English language, so they let me get into the school. And so I remember my first day of school at this new school, at this new Catholic school. My parents were gonna drop me off. My dad was gonna drop me off at school, and I cried and cried, and I didn't want to go because I was scared. And my dad was like, okay, we're gonna go hang out. So he, like, he took me to, like, a park, and we hung out, and then he took me to McDonald's and bought me a Happy Meal. And then he told me, like, I'm gonna buy you a Happy Meal, but we're gonna take you back to school, and you're gonna be okay. And I was like, okay. So he took me back to school and walked me into the class, and then they introduced me to everybody. I remember my first grade teacher was a demon from hell. but my classmates were all really nice and were really great. And that's always going to be, like, my fondest memory of my dad, was my first grade of first grade. First day of first grade. and I know a lot of those kids still. Like, I went to a Catholic school that was so small. Like, everybody in the class, like, knew each other, and their parents knew each other, and so I'm still friends with a lot of those people. And yeah. Yesterday somebody told me, I was talking about, like, making an audio where I, like, take my vibrator in a library. And I was offended because a lot of people said that they didn't think that I could be quiet in the library. And I was very offended because I was like, what do you guys think that I do when I get off alone? Like, you guys think that I'm always, like, howling like a hyena? No, like, I know how to be quiet. And so I, last night, recorded this audio of me using the vibrator in my room in the middle of the night with the window open, like, getting off. And I posted it on Patreon. And, that was me showing everybody, being like, you know what, fuck you guys, I can be quiet, I can. Doesn't sound like I can be, because I'm very loud in my audios, but I can be, like, I'm not loud all the time, so, And, like, the feedback for that has been, everybody's been saying that it was really hot, so thanks. And, anyway. Yeah, please. Please, guys, if you could just oh my god. Please keep my grandma in your thoughts. This is something that I was telling my significant other the other night. I know that I act like nothing's wrong most of the time, because I don't like to, like, be vulnerable. I don't like to talk about it. But I don't know. If something happens to my grandma, like, it's gonna kill me. You know? It's, like, so shitty to see her sick and then, like, I'm sorry I'm crying. Like, it's I don't know. I don't like seeing her that way because she doesn't even look like herself anymore. And, like, you know, like, I want her to get better, and it's just been, like, so stressful for, like, my family, and like, the whole medication thing yesterday. My mom, I felt so bad for my mom, because it's, like, your mom is already so sick, and isn't, you know, like, on her deathbed, and you used to have to worry about, like, I just don't think that we should live in a country where people have to worry about why they can't. I don't know. Anyway. Sorry, the guards are going back up. The guards are going back up. Like, just give me a second. And, yeah, so, I should have an audio up within the next couple of days. If you are part of my Patreon, then you already heard the audios. I have, I think, 3 early access audios right now on my Patreon. The next audio that's going to be going up on Reddit is going to be, give me one sec, let me see. I have 4 early access audios on Patreon right now, and the next one that is going to be going up is going to be my 12 times audio. when I came 12 times. The next audio going up on Patreon is going to be I'm looking at the poll that I did. So if you're a part of my Patreon, you have polling rights. Like, you get to tell me what you want to hear. The next audio that's going to go up on Patreon will be, the exclusive is going to be, running into a cute girl at a library and then fucking her in the back of the library. And the one after that, the next early access audio that will be going up on Patreon will be a pegging audio. Because, like I said, I've been really into that recently. So that's what you guys have to look forward to. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day. I hope that you guys have. It's Thursday, so your weekend is probably going to start tomorrow. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll try to jump on VC today or tomorrow. And yeah, just let me know how you guys are. What's the last thing you ate? Tell me something funny. I could use it. And yeah, thanks for listening to this, guys. And I know the beginning part of this was very gloomy, and I apologize for that. But yeah, I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for listening. Bye.